Pennsylvania GOP Senate candidate Dave McCormick visits Israel in show of solidarity. By Nick Gilbertson on January 2, 2024. Businessman Dave McCormick, a Republican U.S. Senate candidate in Pennsylvania, was in Israel on Tuesday to reportedly show solidarity with the nation and to understand the situation from the ground, according to Axios reporter Barak Ravid. While many members of Congress are slowly making the trek back to Washington, D.C., after ringing in the new year, the candidate who is vying for Senator Bob Casey's DPA seat spent January 2 in Israel, 3 months after Hamas's terrorist attacks on the nation. On Tuesday, McCormick met with IDF, Israeli Defense Force officials at Kfar Aza, a kibbutz in southern Israel, according to Ravid. He will meet military leaders, government officials and hostage families. Source says he is there to show his solidarity and understand situation from the ground, Ravid added. The Senate candidate's wife, Dina Powell, who served as Deputy National Security Advisor in former President Donald Trump's administration, accompanied him on the trip. After the October 7 attacks on Israel, McCormick emphasized the United States must stand with Israel and its right to defend itself. And while Casey has voiced his support for Israel, McCormick was critical of him over his vote to table the House's standalone funding bill, the Israel Security Supplemental Appropriations Act, on November 14, which would have provided $14.3 billion in emergency aid to Israel. The legislation would also slash $14.3 billion in IRS funding, and it does not include aid for Ukraine. Senate Democrats have sought to have Israel and Ukraine aid tied together in one package, a similar framework to the one proposed by the White House in the fall. While Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said he would not hold a vote on the legislation, Senator Roger Marshall, RKS, forced a vote to proceed with the House bill on the Senate floor. And Casey, along with his Democrat colleagues, voted to table the bill, as Politico noted. Earlier that day, Casey had attended the March for Israel rally on the Washington Mall. "Senator, while I appreciate you showing your solidarity, hours later you voted against aid for Israel," McCormick wrote in a social media post that retweeted Casey's tweet from the event. "If you wanted to ensure Israel has the resources and support it needs to defeat Hamas, you could have voted to deliver it today," McCormick added, quoting Casey's own words.